5. Back to more fun with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
So, of course, a couple of weeks away from Christmas, a survey out today says that 86% of us have pretended to love a Christmas present.
Sure.
When we really didn't. So, what was the gift that you went a little over the top on pretending to love? 2801025. For me, it was a Cubs t-shirt.
Yeah.
It was 1985. Uh-huh. That was a page here in the Iowa Senate.
Yeah.
And there were these two women who worked part of the staff. Really nice women, but they wanted to set me up with this cute young girl they knew. And she was cute, and she was nice.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't really all that into it because I didn't like being set up, but I didn't really know how to tell them no because I liked them a lot.
Right.
So I said, all right. So I show up.
Okay.
And I meet her, and I met her mom, and she's really nice. And then she proceeds to tell me I got you this gift at a garage sale, which would have been fine too.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing: she was like my mother in the sense that my mother never really bought me anything that was legitimately a sports t-shirt or hat or anything.
Okay.
It was always the knockoff.
Right.
That wasn't exactly the same color.
Right. Yes.
The logo was slightly different.
Right.
Uh-huh. It doesn't say Cubs. Right. It just says Chicago.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Trademark reasons.
You can always tell. So, like, Chicago baseball. I'll be like, woo-hoo.
So here she comes, and she's very excited to give this to me. And
yes.
She's very, you know.
Oh,
and so
okay.
I did.
Okay.
I went, oh, this is, oh, wow. Oh, you know, man. I love the Cubs. Oh, this mm-hmm. is a great. I love it. I need a new Cubs. I went on and on.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then her dog bit me.
Oh. Oh.
That's what I get.
Ooh, that story had a twist.
Kiss the dog.
The dog knew I was lying.
The yes. dog knew.
The dog yes. was like, shut up. You're going on too much.
That's funny.
Well, that was my going on and on a little too much.
You know mine from all those years back when I wanted the bread maker. Remember, I wanted the bread maker from that one ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
I had gotten the bread maker. The bread maker was in the trunk of the car. I was getting exactly what I wanted for Christmas.
Yes.
And then for some reason, we went to the mall and he disappeared and he came back and he had a little jewelry box.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, we're going to have to take the bread maker back because I got you this jewelry. And I know that it cost too much. He paid more than he could probably afford for the jewelry.
Yeah.
But I don't like jewelry. It's not that I shouldn't say I don't like jewelry. I just am not. My husband now would love it if I could get into jewelry because I'd be so much easier to shop for. But I don't wear it. Necklaces, mm-hmm. earrings. Remember I came to work wearing the earrings and the necklace.
Yes, I started laughing.
You were like, he got you jewelry.
I do remember.
That's terrible. But I did. I had to over. I'm like, oh, I love it. I'm going to wear it every day.
Mm-hmm. All in all, that turned out okay. Because that was the one I thought you might end up in the trunk of the car.
Right. Well, yeah.
How about you, Abby?
It was makeup that a friend got me. And it was like super ugly makeup. But I didn't want to hurt her feelings.
Right.
Super ugly. So you told her you loved it.
Yep.
And did you wear it?
No.
No, you never wore it even.
What did you do? Did you end up re-gifting it or did you return it?
I returned it.
Okay, you did return it. All right.
Okay.
Do you think that she ever knew that you returned it?
I don't think so.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. Have a great day.
Yeah.
Bye.
You too.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
So you pretended to like a gift for the last 3 years?
Yeah.
All right. Explain.
Okay. So I just got married in September this year.
Okay.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you. And so I've known my wife for 5 years. And so the last 3 years, we've been living together. And her grandma, every year, gives us a new set of pots and pans that she forgets she gave it to us the year before. So
that's hilarious.
We're getting ready to move to Colorado, and we just took a set of about 30 pots and pans to the Goodwill.
That's nice.
What a collection.
And we just don't have any room for them. I mean, who needs that many?
No, but at the same time, like when Grandma gives you this, you can't look at her and say, Grandma, you got this for us last year and the year before. You just say,
yeah.
Thank you, Grams.
Yep. You just got to kind of say thank you and throw them in the closet.
Thank you, Alex. Have a great day. Appreciate the call. Bye. And now let's go to Teresa. Teresa, it's an outfit.
Oh, yeah. The gist of me knowing I wasn't going to like it was when my mom said, oh, when we were at the store, Bailey picked this out specifically for you, Mom. You're going to love it.
Yeah,
so when I opened it, I had to pretend like, oh, it was beautiful. It sat in the closet for a while, and it was too cold for me to wear. So I had to wait, and then I returned it.
Okay. Oh, so that was when he was asking you, Mom, why don't you wear that one? Right. Like, yeah. Oh, it's just it's too cold.
He came in like, Mom, are you going to wear that outfit? It was like a checkered, ugly, black and white thing. Like, I am very specific when I tell people the gifts I want.
Yes.
I give them the website, the color, the size.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go off script.
That's right.
I agree.
Like
my mom asked what I wanted for Christmas. I said some jeans, and she goes, "Well, let me know which ones because I don't want I don't know if you like skinny jeans or baggy jeans. I like neither."
Oh my god! Can you imagine you in skinny jeans?
I'll pick them out. Yes. No, I can't imagine. They will not get over my thighs.
Kurt needs skinny jeans. Oh my god!
All right, Teresa, take care. Thanks. Bye.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Star Winner 2.5.